News, I'm Ben Thomas. An international armada of ships and airplanes is searching for the sub that vanished in the North Atlantic with five people aboard heading down to the wreck of the Titanic. The search has covered 10,000 square miles, but Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick says
those search efforts have not yielded any results.
And they are working against the clock as the vessel has limited oxygen.
The starting point was 96 hours. We know at this point we're approximately about 40, 41 hours.
Hunter Biden will plead guilty to federal charges in a deal that will likely avoid any time behind bars. Sagar Magani has details.
Federal court papers show President Biden's son has reached an agreement on charges that he failed to pay federal income tax and illegally had a gun as a drug user. Hunter Biden will plead guilty to misdemeanor tax offenses in a deal that will spare him prosecution on the weapons charge. A person familiar with the long-running Justice Department investigation says prosecutors will recommend probation for the tax charges. The deal comes as congressional Republicans push their own probes into nearly every facet of Hunter Biden's business dealings. The House Oversight Committee's chair calls this a sweetheart plea deal and another example of a two-tiered justice system. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal judge has struck down Arkansas's ban on gender-affirming care for minors. The law prohibited doctors from providing hormone treatment, puberty blockers, or surgery to anyone under 18. The operator of Texas's power grid is asking residents to voluntarily cut back on electricity due to anticipated record demand amid a heat wave. It sent temperatures into triple digits across much of the South. And the Pentagon says it overestimated the value of weapons it sent to Ukraine by $6.2 billion over the past 2 years. That's resulted in a surplus that'll be used for future security packages. This is AP News. Our Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, pushing the market a step backward after a five-week rally. The S&P 500 fell 0.5% Tuesday. The Dow lost 245 points, that's 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 0.2%. The stock market had risen to its highest level since last spring as traders hope the economy can avoid a severe recession. Investors are also hopeful that the Federal Reserve can ease back on its campaign to slow the economy with high interest rates in its fight against inflation. Homebuilders rose after a report showed that construction started on more homes last month than had been expected. The number of building permits also accelerated. Toll Brothers rose 2.5%. Treasury yields fell. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note slipped to 3.72%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thanks, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.